This is Global Tellink. You have a prepaid call from an inmate. This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. To accept this call, say or dial 5 now. Thank you for using Global Tellink.
What are some of the do's and don'ts in prison? Do's and don'ts in prison usually come in pairs. The first do that comes to mind is to always respect another inmate's visitors. We share a community visiting room, so when you cross paths, mannerism and body language should only gesture high esteem for the personal relationships of others. Don't ever take it upon yourself to initiate a conversation with another person's loved ones, as innocent as that may be. Always remember that these men are in prison for a reason and may have issues. Family, friends, and relationships outside of these prison walls really are sacred to us. For the next don't, dropping the soap was never the problem. Picking it up is. On the do side, just let it go and take the loss. Chasing the soap in a community shower packed with naked men may not be the best idea. It's the oldest prison rule for a reason. Do your laundry. And don't wash another man's dirty drawers. Your clothes should never smell like the vegetable room where you work in the kitchen. Do yourself a solid and limit how much you're willing to be of service to others. Don't forget that even kindness should have a limit, especially in prison. Do brush your teeth before you engage in conversation with other people. Don't think people won't notice your hot breath when you're telling war stories at the breakfast table in the chow hall. Good dental hygiene isn't just evidence that you have dignity, but it also shows that you have mindful concern for those directly affected by your hot breath. Physical hygiene is just as important. So another do is to shower at least once a day. If there's a little voice in your head that says, no one will notice or I can go another day, that voice is lying. There's water for inmates in prison, so there's no excuse not to use it. Most of us live in a 6x12-foot space with another human being. So do your best to be considerate to your cellmate. This means don't cut your toenails then offer to make lunch. Don't blast your radio and two-step while he's taking a nap. And don't ever take a restroom break while he's eating. There's a time and a place for everything. So figuring out when they are should be on the top of your do list. Do clean up after yourself. Your mess is your responsibility to pick up. Don't assume that it's someone else's job to pick up after you. Having that mindset will surely take a toll on every relationship you have around you. Do mind your own business as often as you possibly can. Don't intervene in what other people are doing or how they spend their time. Everybody has their freedom of choice, whether it's good or bad. It's not your duty or business to inquire, criticize, or openly opinionate against them. Do your best to identify high-risk situations and retreat from them as they come. In other words, Mama was right the whole time.